Well, we're going to talk a little Cecil the Lion. How we get there is a mystery to me, but we end there, don't we? Mm-hmm. We start and end with Cecil and good business, right? Cecil's mm-hmm. good business. And, of course, time to remind you about our friends at Tommy John. Valentine's Day right around the corner, everybody. The only day of the year you want to get caught with your pants down. Make sure when you do, you're wearing Tommy John. Never rides up. Waistband never rolls down. Impossible to get wedgie. And there's a whole line of clothing. It's not just the underwear. They look at Adams. Look at Adams again with right the shirt. Now. Jesus. Mm-hmm. And later in your life, Tommy John has ended VPL. And they've ended visible panty lines. Plus the most comfortable bras on the planet. Get some for your lady for Valentine's Day. Limited edition Valentine's Day underwear and loungewear gift sets for him and her. All sets are 10% off. It's Tommy John. Backed by their best pair you'll ever wear. That applies to all their clothing. Best pair they'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Right, Matt?
That's right. Shop limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets and get 20% off your first order when you go to TommyJohn.com/ADS. That's TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/ADS.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of... 1. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The Corolla Drinks Wine Club has arrived. We're bringing you all the bottles you can drink. And more perks than you know what to do with. For those who just want to dip their toes into the wine club, our 3 and 6 pack clubs will get you 3 shipments a year, 10% off all wine orders, and a DVD of the long-awaited Uppity, plus more and more goodies throughout the year. For those who want to dive in head first, our case club will get you 3 shipments a year, 10% off all wine orders, a DVD of Uppity, and... 2 tickets to the Corolla Family Barbecue, featuring the entire ACS family, a lineup of comedians, all the food and booze you can consume, a photo with Adam, Bald, and Gina in the ACS studio, and a private concert from The Offspring. But wait, there's more. For renewing Case Club members only, you'll get a private tequila and cigar tasting with the unholy trinity of Adam, Drew, and Garrigus before the barbecue even begins. For those who want to attend the party of the year without having delicious booze sent to your door 3 times a year, tickets are available for sale at CorollaDrinks.com. So prep your livers. The Corolla Drinks Wine Club is back.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to... The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, get it on. Judgment, get it on, get on. Dr. Drew, board certified. This best bet. My friend, Adam Carolla over here. Mm-hmm. What I do is I put people together. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Prioritize.
I prioritize by putting people together. What do I do? What's my skill set? My skill set is their skill set.
It's making people right.
It's making people right by putting them together. Am I? What do?
Put them together.
I put them together.
Put them together right.
I take an idea. I give it to a person. I take that person. I get an idea. I take those 2 people. I put them together.
Right.
That's what I do.
You put them together right.
I'm in the business of business. These are all the posters I see at the airport.
God.
There's an elephant. There's a kid on the elephant. And then at some point, the elephant is without the kid. And then it has some letters, you know, BSAO. We're in the business of business. Whatever I see at the airport, and I never can make out what those posters are. I never see anyone stop and go, oh, I'm going to write down that.
It's McGruff, the, you know, the crime dog. It's just somebody has to spend some money on some stuff to feel good about what the government's doing.
No, but McGruff?
No.
That's your interpretation of what I'm explaining?
Well, no, maybe I missed. They seem like background messages that really aren't meant.
But the company's paying for it. They're not giving them the space. McGruff is just take a bite out of crime, but right. It doesn't really. This is some company that runs some sort of business software or something is spending plenty of money at plenty of airports to put their billboards up on the, you know, as you're walking through the terminal or you're walking through the jetway, they're just not interpretable.
Right.
And I don't know why they do that. I don't know why there wouldn't just be a, just put your fucking website out like big bold numbers and a chick in a bikini.
Yep.
This is, I don't know what they are. Do you know what they are?
Incompetence.
Well, I don't, you've passed through a million airports.
Yeah.
You've seen a million of these poster sized sort of billboards that they usually.
Sometimes they turn. They're video sometimes even, right? Those?
Could be.
Yeah.
But do you know of what I speak?
Yes.
What are they?
Like the ones I imagine you're talking about, like the ones on the jetway. Like,
yes.
With, you know, this is beautiful. Ugly, beautiful, ugly, and
right.
It's the same thing over and over again. And I have no idea what that was an ad for. No idea.
Right? Why do they do this, Gary?
Is this
for stockholders or something? Or shareholders?
I'm not exactly sure, but where you can see these in TV commercial form is golf tournaments.
Oh,
when I'm
really?
Watching golf with my dad or something, you'll see a lot of these commercials where you get to the end of it and you're like, what the fuck? What does that company even do? And my dad knows, but
yeah.
I think we're
talking. So
sometimes they don't want you to know because when they set the financial markets and the commodities exchange, they just want you to know they're around.
When they do like fast food advertisements, it's like you're driving down the highway and it's like there's a Taco Bell in 3.2 miles off the Bellingham exit. Like they're like right here, right now. Here's a giant picture of a burrito. This is the exit you get off and here we are. So that's really lowest common denominator, like dumb people traveling in a car in your face, right? This is golf tournament or first class on the Delta flight. This is the high end people. And they're not – I don't think they want people like me to understand
right.
what's going on in that
That's kind
poster.
Of what I think, yeah. But let me talk to you quick.
But I still don't know what it is. All right. I want to thank TommyJohn.com/ADS and ZipRecruiter.com/ADS sponsoring this show. Thank you. Go ahead.
Another little insight into how brains work. I did not see the Porcelain Punisher come in here and give us these papers we have in front of us. Didn't see it.
That's interesting.
Did you see it?
No. I don't believe I did.
I don't know when in our conversation he came in and did this, but at some point.
Well, he's stealthy.
But it's.
I was
it's
also a, naked. You guys missed that too.
But isn't it interesting? You know, this is the stuff we were talking about.
He
last
moves
show.
Like Swayze in Roadhouse. Remember that thing where he had his shirt off and he was by the lake and he was doing the Tai Chi? That's how Matt moves. That was his kata.
His kata.
Well, but here's the thing. All right, let's drill down here, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
You are constantly defending the undefendable by saying, I don't notice things.
No, it worries me that there's brain mechanism.
Okay. I don't notice things I don't need to notice.
Yes.
So otherwise, your head would be filled all the time.
Yes.
So Matt bringing in the copy is not something that I need to take notice of.
Right.
But backing out of this parking lot, I need to take notice if there's someone walking down the sidewalk so I don't run them over, you know. So I don't want the same amount of commitment to the ad copy as I do to backing out of this parking lot.
Right.
And when somebody makes a request or says, Matt will say, bring in the so-and-so paperwork or bring in your medical card or bring in your whatever. That's a strong notice for me. I want to notice that. The what's going on with this, I don't care to notice that. And I don't want it to compete with when he tells me to bring in my medical insurance card.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's this priority thing. All right. I got you want to talk about the virus?
Yeah. So the coronavirus.
I had a bunch of people in the airport the other week that were wearing that thing.
I know, wearing masks, which I find kind of bizarre. But, I mean, if you're coming from China and you want to protect other people, I understand that maybe.
Never been a better time to have herpes.
To be fair, that's now shrinking in its importance.
Right. But I'm saying if I had herpes, I would now just don the mask. Well, right? Why not? What? No one would go, what's going on? I have a viral thing, or there's this corona. There's some. I'm going to the airport later. No one would ever go, oh, come on.
What's behind that mask?
Show me, move that mask. Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
No better time.
Go ahead. Or in the process of needing dental work.
That's right.
Or palatosis, to be fair.
Yes.
But I'm gonna predict – first of all, let me put it in perspective. 1,000 people die of the flu every year in this country, everybody.
Yeah.
1,000.
We
have 100 in the entire continent, the whole country of China. Attention. It needs attention. It's a serious thing. But we should not be in any kind of panic, and we should not be dealing with it substantively differently than with the flu outbreak.
I'm always interested in those who react to these things.
Well, how about the fact that just in Los Angeles, 3 people are dead every day on the homeless front? 3 are dead every day. If 3 were dropping dead every day in Los Angeles from coronavirus,
right,
there would be a freaking panic.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Well, you know,
so put it in perspective, everybody. That's just Los Angeles, 3 dead every day. And people are like, oh, yeah, whatever. Anyway, keep the status quo, man. That's the way to go. Housing first.
I think Max Zapata was, San Diego has a pretty big homeless issue as well. And I think Max Zapata was showing me a picture of a restaurant in San Diego that's got a big mural of Cecil the Lion on it, like,
yeah,
rest in peace, right, or we'll never forget you or whatever.
Right.
And that's where we are. That's just chicks convincing dudes to think in a way that doesn't make sense. And that's all there is. So look, you think, by the way, let me say this. May I say this? I'll preach to the choir. What percentage
is that the choir?
I'm asking.
turn gentleman behind the glass. Here we
Gary,
go. He's preaching.
What percentage of your dad's friends wore bracelets when you were growing up that weren't medical alert? You know, I have diabetes, and if I'm passed out, you know, don't give me shots of insulin or whatever it is. What percentage of your dad's friends wore bracelets?
Zero. The closest thing would be a golf GPS thing.
Drew. Your
zero.
Dad.
Zero.
Zero. All right. Matt?
Yeah, zero.
Okay. You know, when I go to one of my kids, you know, volleyball games or whatever, and the 50-year-old dad sitting up in the stands, many of them are wearing bracelets. Many. Okay. You don't think we're turning into chicks? Just look at the bracelet. Bracelets are for chicks. Guys formerly didn't wear bracelets. Now we do. It's not in a bubble. It's us turning into chicks. Now, I don't wear bracelets because I'm not turning into a chick, but there's a lot of dudes that are turning into chicks. And these people
have a hankering for a bracelet.
Have businesses, and they make decisions, and they're thinking like chicks. I guarantee you can find pictures of Mayor Garcetti wearing a bracelet. Because he thinks like a chick. This is a chick thing. It's not a bracelet thing. It's a chick thing. They're turning into chicks, and thus we're getting thoughts. Rest in peace, Cecil the Lion, 2002 to 2015. There's no rest in peace. This restaurant's next to a giant, one of the biggest military facilities there are. Many, many boys have shipped out from Pendleton there and come home in a fucking box. Anything for them? No. Why not? It's chick dick. It's a picture of Cecil the Lion, not the military base that ships everyone. It's probably had hundreds or thousands of people die from that base because it's such a big base and it's the one they use to ship out overseas. So, but you have a mural of a lion. Why? Well, you'd like chicks to come in, and you'd like guys with bracelets who think like chicks to come into your restaurant, and you would like them to think you think that way.
Good business.
It's good business. Okay. Percentage of bracelet dudes versus percent. Did they serve some function? Oh, man, my jab has so much snap in it now that I have these wood beads on my wrist. By the way, beating off has never been better. Never. I thought I peaked at 17. I'm having a renaissance, Drew. I'm having a jacked off renaissance.
The magnets we were in on my wrist.
I don't care if you got the fucking magnet ones in there. I don't care if you have like the copper one. I don't care if you have the one where you have like bursitis or something and you fucking think from some late night. I'm talking about decorative bracelets. Why?
We're heading where you've always said we're heading.
Do we get paid the same?
Yeah, I know, but I
all right. All right. So.
Except you said it would take longer than it has.
Yes.
That was your big mistake. You said it'd be 50 years.
All right. You got to find.
So anyway, let me finish the coronavirus. So coronavirus is not an uncommon virus. It's an upper respiratory virus. This new mutant that came out of animals that humans have now picked up can also now be transmitted human to human. In older people and immunocompromised folks, causes a pretty terrible lung infection. We don't test for the coronavirus unless somebody is really sick. So my prediction is this virus is widespread. And all around us, we just don't know it yet. And I'm going to say that most of the infections caused by coronavirus are mild because that's the way viral epidemics go. It's just the way they go. It's around everywhere. And in the compromise, it causes severe infections. And I'm going to bet it's all over the place already. And we're going to find out about it after the fact because we don't test everybody that has a little bronchitis for coronavirus. You can't do that. But we test the people with pneumonia and that's where we find it.
Look, I don't care. I never care. I'm not in the business of listening to anything that attempts to have. Here's my deal with the news. I'm all out. I don't believe anything you guys are trying to get me to believe stuff. Here's the news I do consume. Kobe Bryant got into a helicopter accident. Okay, when did it happen? How long were they in the air? How many souls were on board? This is now for the news. This is distilled down to what the news is for me. The part where I think it's the New York Times says Trump says there were no injuries from the bombing in Iraq, but some of those soldiers did suffer concussions. We found out after he made the statement there were no injuries. Then they found out there were injuries in the same article.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. You've made a statement that said, hey, here's what this guy was lying. And then a paragraph later, you said, well, he could have never known because he made the statement before they found out there was the concussions. What am I to make of that as a reader? That's news? Or what do I do with that?
You're supposed to adopt their point of view and narrative.
But and I'm reading your article and
but people don't read carefully enough to not get the narrative.
All right. I'm not down with that kind of news because you've made a statement that said Dr. Drew lied about the symptoms of the coronavirus and then two paragraphs later we read that the symptoms didn't present themselves until a few days after he made the statement.
Right.
I'm not sure why you need to write that article.
You're undoing your own statement. 100% agreed. And not only that, but it's an example of something they're doing all the time, which is mind reading. They read my mind and knew I was lying. And I intended something sinister.
So I don't listen to that news anymore, but I do listen to the factual stuff involving, you know.
It's hard to find.
Disasters and things of that nature.
It's hard to ferret it out.
Well, no, not that. I hear that story and I dismiss it. And I hear Kobe Bryant died and I want to hear all the details. Gary, I was asking to find pictures of Garcetti with bracelets. I know he's got those wooden bead bracelets. He's a puss. You know what those wooden beads are for? They're for putting over your car seat.
Yeah.
Not putting around your wrist, dude.
Hey, everybody. Dude, ZipRecruiter. Hiring is a tough process. Probably the hardest part about running a business is getting the right people. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, saw how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. So then he switched to ZipRecruiter. boom, immediately saw a difference. And you can too at ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and invites them to apply to your job. After posting on ZipRecruiter, Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days. And with results like that, it is no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. They don't just wait for them to come in. They reach out, off, and bring them back. Right, Matt?
See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right. Let's see. Want to take a call or you want to talk Kobe crash?
Let's talk Kobe
crash. Well, let's just go through this and then we'll do it. Anthony, 29, Eagle Rock.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? I'm actually calling from your neighborhood, La Cunada. I'm at my parents' house now, but my business is in Eagle Rock. And I saw something interesting the other day, and it kind of plays into what you talk about with the city allowing the homeless people to go on the streets in front of businesses. The other day, the whole neighborhood was out of power, and all the businesses around mine were down. No one could process cards. No one could take sales. The restaurants had to close. And I was sitting in my office looking outside, and I said, oh, at least people can park for free. And I walked out there, and all the parking meters are solar-powered and are still working despite all the traffic lights being out and all the businesses unable to operate their business, but they're still collecting money from the parking meters.
Sure.
Priorities.
Many, many years ago, you know, when my car was destroyed by a drunken hit-and-run driver who dragged his whatever— when I finally went to court, it was all humiliating, embarrassing thing for him, and he has no dignity and no character. Character's a big deal, but anyway.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, because you can't judge. Judging creates character. Now, when I went to the courts, and at some point I went, this guy's supposed to have a payment program with me, and I don't think he's paying me. How many payments has he made in, you know, through the court, you know, blah, blah, blah. They just went, there's no way. We have no way of knowing.
Impossible.
It's impossible. I said, well, every cop car that pulls me over has a computer screen on it, and they punch my name into it. All the data comes up in the guy's cop car about any warrants or moving violations or expired register, anything. It's all on that computer screen inside the guy's car.
Anything?
You don't have the ability to figure out when a guy's sending checks in to your office? No, we don't have that. We don't have that capability. I'm like, right, you don't have that capability because it's not your money.
Check for you.
Right.
Therefore, we don't have
that. You're super good at the keeping track of the people that owe you money. You're not good at keeping track. There's no way. There's not no way. You don't give a shit.
Right.
That's how it works. By the way, Bernie Sanders, I don't want more of this. I don't want more doesn't give a shit, or I'm super motivated in extracting money from people. That, no, I don't want that. I don't know why you think
that. They're so good at using the money, though. They're so efficient.
It's not their money. It's our money. All right. Thanks. It's a good point, Anthony. Thoughts about Kobe and the crash?
So Kobe, and you know, we're now a few days out, so some of the shock has worn off. It's interesting. My kids reacted differently to it. One of my sons felt like, you know, his childhood was like ruptured and even torn away from him. And the other was like, yeah, it didn't, you know, it's sad, but it didn't affect me that much. It's interesting. He was a figure that young people, you know, made a part of their world.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the other thing I experienced personally is, aside from it being hard to get your head around somebody that's been so present, particularly in this part of the country, suddenly not there. All the shit he was doing, I felt diminished. I felt like, I got to get my act together.
Mm-hmm.
Guy was out there working his ass off well after his career. I mean, so productive, right?
Sure.
All right. So I had an experience with Kobe. Do you want to tell the whole story?
Yeah.
Have I told it to you?
No.
Really? I can't believe that. That's
I don't
crazy.
Know. Maybe something will jar.
So what's the year of this game? Do you know Gary offhand?
I now have some recollection of him seeing you in the crowd. Or
right. So this was a Lakers-Raptors game about 6 years ago, something like that. Is that
the video was uploaded in 2013? So presumably,
Jesus, 7 years ago. And Somebody gave me courtside tickets, which I would not – I would urge anyone who has offered courtside tickets to not take them unless you want to get hooked like you would on heroin. It's so – have you been down there?
Mm-hmm.
It's really ridiculous how intense the game is down there.
I don't – I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. You're so kind of on display.
I don't like it being that way.
Yeah.
So
but
I,
the actual the experience of the game is so amazing down there.
I live in Los Angeles my entire life. I've been to two Laker games.
Wow.
And that's only someone gave me a ticket.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
And one of them was courtside.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a Laker game with Raptors. Lakers were way down, and in the last like 3 minutes, Kobe took over and just started scoring over and over and over again. And here he is getting the ball and got a three-pointer. Boom! That was like his third three-pointer to pull within one with the Raptors. So now here we are. We're watching a little replay of him getting another three-pointer. It's like his third one in a row in the course of about 3 minutes. The crowd is going insane. Can you get a little sound on the crowd? Is that possible? Get a sense of what's going on in the room.
Teams like to play percentages, but when you've got a player like Kobe, sometimes those percentages go out the window.
Nailing. You know, fadeaway three.
Fadeaway three, yeah.
With five, big, tough three.
The crowd is going wild. Crowd goes
takes the ball out.
So in any event, they're taking it down now. Hold on right here. What you just saw was one of his fadeaways. And while that replay was going on TV, it was side out Lakers, and the ball's coming in right now. And they came back from their bench, and I'm sitting over – do you see me in the right – here, Gary's going to give you a cursor. You see my head?
I see your
head.
I think
that's Susan next to me there.
You're sitting on the court side close to one end.
I'm across from the Laker bench and close to the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And during the side out, you know, Kobe starts walking across the court like he always does, like it's just another day at the office, and gives me one of these. How would you describe
it? Gives me the headset. The chin.
The chin. Gives me the chin. And I was standing up at that point, and I was looking all around me to try to figure out who he was talking to. And he just keeps coming towards me. Mm-hmm. Keeps coming. And kind of gives it again a little like a half chin. And is within about 5 yards of me and goes, "Hey, we need to chit-chat about Jody Arias." And then got into that position, and then this happened. So he goes on. Grabs the ball. That's Kobe. Boom. Another fadeaway three to tie the game.
Wow.
That was within two.
Those are tough threes.
Yeah. It was like the third
tough
in a row.
Threes. Wow.
And that he had just spoken to me 10 seconds before that. It was the weirdest, coolest thing I've ever seen.
And I don't know if we've highlighted that there's about 4 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, at that point. 4 seconds. And so now the game is tied. And he literally just comes up and goes, "Hey, man, we got to chit-chat about Jody Arias." Boom, grabbed the ball, did that. It was crazy. I couldn't believe my eyes. And then he called me about a week later.
To chit-chat about Jody Arias?
To chit-chat about Jody Arias.
How did he get your number?
I don't remember. I don't remember if I gave it to...
Well, anyway.
I reported to somebody
you
that
talked to him about Jody Arias.
And he was...
Wait, who's Jody Arias?
Jody Arias was the chick that killed her boyfriend.
And
we covered extensively on HLN. And what he told me was, when he called me, was that the Laker locker room ran that trial 24/7. And they were all in there totally preoccupied with the behavior of borderline females.
A lot of the
what do you call them? The fans, the girl, the
basketball bunnies,
had this condition. They were sort of in this sort of, and borderlines have a couple things. They distort reality and believe it. I mean, they see it a certain way because they're often from trauma, and so they're re-traumatized pretty easily in certain situations, and they will interpret reality through the prism of the old trauma in the present. So if something. Even if they participate in the evolution of an event, they experience it as a predation, no matter what. And that's not. I'm not putting blame with them. That's their condition. And they have something called borderline rage, which is when they're triggered, they will now have to destroy whoever they're triggered by.
Well, Drew,
and he was very interested in all this.
Well,
we had an hour conversation about it.
It's interesting.
He was the nicest, smartest. most really like the most interesting man in the world. It was crazy.
I totally agree. Yeah. I don't know that you need to be an abuse, incest, or whatever survivor anymore. That used to be the criteria for being this way. I now realize that people are just capable of sculpting their own narrative. And the narrative is, and what I've noticed time and time again with men, women, just sort of everyone, I look at them as sort of, I've always said, people aren't bad. They're weak. They're weak. And what people do is there's something they want, or they have, it's, you know, some monetary thing or something. It's basically, it's the bank made a mistake. They put an extra $10,000 in your savings account, and now the bank wants it back. And you don't want to give it back. So you start sculpting things. It could be, that was my $10,000. Or it could be, you know, that bank said they were going to give me a toaster when I signed up for my checking account. And they did, but it was a really shitty toaster and it burnt my toast. And whatever that is, it's all there to defend the $10,000. And I have noticed this, you know, micro, macro going, you look at it, with a lot of candidates talking about, here's what I want because these companies are bad and they want to whatever. But there is a lot of shaping of narratives.
And that's a little different than what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's a little, but what I mean is
but I agree with you.
You go out with you hook up with the hoopster guy, you have the one night stand, he that never calls you back, you want money from that, you don't deserve money, but you want money, and it's based on him having money. They're dudes you slept with who worked at gas stations. You didn't go back with them and lawyer up and then go to the TMZ and tell your story and all that kind of stuff. Now, what is it? Well, you want something. You want money. But now you have to weave a narrative where the guy dumped you, or he said he was going to call, but he never called, and he used you, except for you showed up at the hotel and waited in the lobby. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
This is now, this was preventable because people had dignity. And that's what kept it in check. Lawyers didn't keep it in check. TMZ didn't keep it in check. Dignity kept it in place. Now that dignity's gone, everyone is free to just craft their own anything.
And you can add in religion, character, judging, all those
now
added
that,
to what's
now
required.
There's a vacuum of that.
Because that's required for dignity, all those things.
Right. You get sued by some former employee, and they'll just be sitting there with a lawyer, and they'll go, well, so work hours, blah, 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 breaks, racial discrimination. By the way, this guy did this. I didn't even know what his race was. It wasn't a black or Hispanic thing. It was Middle Eastern or something. It's like, yeah, okay, check that box. I'm like, okay, except for there's none of it. We never had a discussion about it. Yeah, but you might get a few more bucks out of it if you check that box. And people, personally, I would go, I can't check that box because that never occurred. But people go, yeah, check that box. And that's where we're at. Now, there's nothing that can prevent that except for an internal dignity.
And I totally agree with you. That's the average person has sort of come into this mess that way. I'm talking about something a little different, though, which is the traumatic reenactment, as you said.
That's this on creatine.
Exactly. And the perception of reality is the perception of reality. It's not a distortion. It's not motivated by money. It's the perception.
No, I get it, but yeah. What I'm doing is I'm now.
I get you.
No. I am now not making a distinction between this isn't you lying. This is you living this thing to you lying or not. I don't even. There is no more chasm between the two. It's just what is. I shut the compressor. No, you didn't.
I did.
Like you're not. You don't have to be. That's not trauma induced. That's just where I am. Where we're at.
It's motivated defense,
right?
Like motivated lying, and we have motivated reasoning taking hold everywhere. like I'm going to back to the narrative. I'm going to defend my narrative because I'm motivated to do that. Even though I'm not going to look at the facts, I'm just going to defend the narrative.
Real quick.
With motivated reasoning.
Motivated reasoning. I like it. Adam, line 333, Corpus Christi, Texas.
Adam, Drew.
What's going on?
Ooh, what's up with this three-episode-a-week stuff?
Drew's schedule's very busy.
How dare you?
We want two more, not two fewer.
I agree.
24/7.
I love listening to this show. You have a question?
I do. Yeah. Adam had a show which is basically centered around juggies jumping on trampolines. And Drew's so attracted to women that he can't enjoy strip clubs because he's so tempted to take action.
It's a passionate man.
Passionate.
So I'm curious how two men such as yourself manage to stay monogamous.
All right. Answer. Well, Drew's scared.
No. I disagree. No. I would argue that, remember my theory, and I really believe this, that me doing things that would destabilize my relationship are an attack on the thing I value most, which is my family. Part, No. It would really, I know it would hurt my kids, would hurt my wife, would hurt my family. I would not put my family in harm's way. That's my thing.
I'm just too lazy. I don't have any moral qualms about it.
And by the way, I noticed after years and years and years, it's strangely like staying sober. It's like, today I'm happy. Today. I don't worry about tomorrow. I don't worry about yesterday. Today I'm cool. I'm very happy.
Yeah. This thing of like, it's sort of up there or it's the same as not lying. You know, they always say, if you don't lie, you'll never have to remember your story sort of thing. And if you don't, you know, my phone rings and there's a number on it I don't recognize. I don't go, oh shit.
Yeah.
It's that phone ring moment. Who is this? What are they saying? Or that, you know, I don't have a, you know, if I come home and Lynette says, hey, I got to talk to you about something. I don't go, well, who called her? What'd she find out? What'd she know? It's something to do with the dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't want to live like that either. No way.
It does detract from a life. That would be the worst feeling ever. I feel that same way, though. I feel that way about owing people money. I don't like owing people money. I just think that feeling.
Generally, the idea is a great philosophy that you don't want to do anything in life that will leave you anxious about whomever would call you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also a certain amount of laziness.
Just that.
All right.
And as you get older, lack of will to live.
There you go. February 27th, Cleveland, Hilarities. February 28th, 29th, Indianapolis, Helium. And you go to AdamCarolla.com and check it out, man. And check out the movies at Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y. And Drew, you got what now?
Got After Dark. Got the live streaming show we do on Sunday afternoon. Sign up at drdrew.tv. It all should be at the homepage on drdrew.com.
And you can check out the Dan Patrick Show Monday through Friday on Podcast One. And until next time, Sam Crow, Dr. Drew, say mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.